There is fierce opposition from some Australians, both to the government's immigration policy in general and to the imminent relocation in particular. Protests are led by the Australian Greens, by human rights groups, UNICEF, and some clergy. About 20 ministers have offered to provide asylum seekers safe haven, though they admit their churches offer only moral, not legal protection. But the policy is widely popular. The Conservatives won election 3 years ago on a promise to turn back the boats, and the opposition Labour Party agrees. Following the Supreme Court decision, Conservative and Labour senators combined to handily defeat a Greens proposal to offer amnesty. Advocates had hoped for a change when the more moderate Malcolm Turnbull replaced Tony Abbott as Prime Minister last year. But after the court ruling, Turnbull declared that what the government calls Operation Sovereign Borders saves lives by deterring migrants from attempting dangerous sea voyages. The people smugglers will not prevail over our sovereignty, the Prime Minister told Parliament. The line has to be drawn somewhere, and it is drawn at our border. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said that sending children back to what she called a prison camp amounts to child abuse. Nauru's Justice Minister David Adiang bristled at that, calling it dishonest, unconscionable, outrageous, and an insult to the people of Nauru. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.